Lead our heart that we would like to be your channel.
主，这实在是我们的心愿，愿你成为我们的运河。
We pray that your living stream will flow through us.
啊，愿你的活水要经过我们流出来。
May that life overflow.
愿那个生命是充满溢的。
We pray that, Lord, this morning while we are praying.
啊，当我们早晨在祷告的时候。
Please do speak to us.
请你向我们说话。
Speak to our hearts.
向我们的心说话。
How much we need your word.
我们实在是需要你的话语。
How much we need your presence.
我们也需要你的同在。
Without your word and without your presence, we simply cannot live.
没有你的话语，没有你的同在，我们就不能够活。
So dear Lord, we once again open our hearts to your word.
所以主，我们再一次向你的话想将我们的心打开。
Also, we open our heart to your presence.
并且我们的心也向你的同在打开。
When we really see you,
当我们真实看见你，
we will be like those wise men, no longer going back with the same way.
我们就好像那些聪明的人，不再往回头路走。
Thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你，主。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
让我们翻开以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens.With the saints and are of God's household.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Having been built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为方脚石。
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Then let us read verse 22 of chapter 1.
让我们读第二十二章第一章第二十二节。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
These are the words for the moment.
这是我们现在先读的经节。
As we know very well, according to the letters to the Ephesians.
根据以弗所书。
Paul has received a great light.
保罗承受了一个极大的光。
And that light is heavenly light.
那个光是从天上来的光。
And when he shared that light with us,
当他将那个光与我们分享的时候，
then we begin really to see something.
我们就看见一件事。
And now when we finish the first chapter of Letter to the Ephesians.
当我们读完了以弗所书第一章，
we discover church is the body of Christ.
我们就看到教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
是那充满万有所充满着。
So no doubt, here we have a heavenly vision.
所以我们看到这边有一个属天的意象。
And church is something heavenly.
教会是属天的。
And because church is heavenly,
因为教会是属天的。
And we know that church is in heaven.
所以我们知道教会是在天上。
So when we conclude the first chapter of Ephesians.
所以当我们在第一章结束的时候，
we are very clear church is heavenly.
所以我们知道教会是属天的。
Church always begin with a heavenly position.
教会总是从属天的地位开始。
Now if our Lord has put all things in subjection under his feet,
若是神将万有都伏在他脚下，
means under the feet of Christ,
就是在基督的脚下，
and then gave him as head over all things to the church,
并且使他作为教会，使他为教会做万有之首。
You see, here we find the feet and the head.
所以我们看到这边有脚，并且有头。
And we were told that he put all things in subjection under his feet,
将万有伏在万有伏在他的脚下。
And gave him as head over all things to the church,
使他为教会做万有之首。
Now we know that that's all happened after the Lord's ascension.
我们知道这是在主升天之后发生的。
I think it's very clear.
我想这是非常清楚的。
So here we were told the feet and the head.
我们看到这边有脚有手。
Then we'll ask one question.
我们就要问一个问题。
Now where is his body?
这边哪边是他的身体？
You see, you already have a head, you already have a feet.
我们看到这边有手也有脚。
So we ought to see the body.
我们要看到身体。
Then immediately Bible said, the church is his body.
然后圣经马上就说教会就是他的身体。
So if everything was under his feet,
若是每一件事万有都伏在他脚下。
In other words, everything is under the feet of the church.
意思就是说万有都伏在教会的脚下。
Because the feet is the lowest part of the body.
因为脚是整个身体的最下。
So now here we discover,
所以我们就发现,
now church was indeed in heavenly places.
身体教会的确是在属天的。
So for that reason, church was born from above.
所以教会是从天上诞生的。
From the very beginning,
从起初开始，
it is heavenly,
就是属天的。
However, when we come to chapter 2,
然后当我们看到第二章，
and we were told that you were dead in your transgressions and sins,
就讲到说你们死在过犯罪恶之中，
and so on and so forth.
然后之后，
then you discover actually church is also on this earth.
所以我们看到说教会也是在这个地上。
So let us remember the church on the one hand is in heaven.
所以教会一方面是在天上，
but on the other hand is on the earth.
但另外一方面又是在地上。
The reason is very simple.
这原因非常简单。
Because the head is in heaven.
因为那个手是在
元
首是在天上。
However, the body is still on earth.
但是那个身体却是在地上。
So for that reason,
所以为这个缘故，
now we are told a life which is heaven on earth,
所以就告诉我们那个生命是在地上。
So when we experience church life,
所以当我们看到教会的生活，
when we are gathered together,
当我们聚集在一起，
now immediately we experience heaven on earth,
所以我们就看见说是天上属天的在属地，在地上，
在地好像在天一样。 On the one hand, it is in heaven,
在一方面是在天上。
On the other hand, we are still here,
另外一方面我们仍然在这里。
So for that reason, in chapter 2,
所以在这边我们看到第二章，
and Paul tried to explain that mysterious body of Christ,
保罗在这边要试着要解释那个奥秘的身体。
In two aspects,
在两方面来看，
because when you come down to this earth,
当我们来到地上的时候，
then you can see two different expressions, two expressions of the body of Christ.
所以我们就看到基督身体的两方面表现。
So then when you come to the verse 15,
当我们看第十五节，
in himself he might make two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
So here we were told the church of Christ actually is one new man.
所以告诉我们说基督他自己教会是一个新人。
Do you see that? The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
Now however, when you come down, when you take the earthly point of view,
但是当我们从属地的角度来看，
So what do you see? You see one new man. So now we understand why the church is the body of Christ. Because the personality of Christ is invisible.
因为, 神格是看不见的。
No, 基督的人格是看不见的。 Then, because through his body,
就借着他的身体,
then that invisible personality become visible.
那看不见的人格就变成看见了。
When someone was playing the piano,
当有人在弹琴,
now, before he, she played the piano,
在他弹琴之前,
we did not know much about that person.
我们并不知道这个人。
We only, because we know that her gift, her talent is hidden.
我们知道说他的这个才干可能是隐藏的。
And you know, everything was hidden there.
每一件事都是隐藏的。
We know that she may be very rich inside of her.
我们知道她里面的, 可能是非常,
but no one knows. No one knows.
但是没有人知道。
No one knows how gifted is her.
没有人知道她是这么有才华。
No one knows how talented is she. No one knows.
没有人知道她是, 非常有才华的。
But now when someone touched the piano,
但当有人在弹琴的时候,
when they play, when they touch the keys of the pianos. Now, outwardly speaking,
从外面来看,
and you know that every minute,
每一分钟,
and her brain should give the 2,000 commands.
她的, 头脑要给2,000个, 命令。
And then his finger has to obey that commandment.
他的指头要遵行那个命令。
So immediately that fingers, within 1 minute, you will find more than 1,500 actions.
所以在每一分钟, 他的指头要弹出1,500个,
but before that,
行动来,
before that,
但是在这之前,
within that 1 minute,
在那个1分钟之内,
she should be able to read more than 1,500 music notes.
在他要读在1分钟之内他要读1,500个那个音符。
So you see that here you find the body.
所以我们看到这边有个身体。
You find the hand.
我们看到有指头。
Touching the keys.
在里面弹琴。
You find the eye touching the music note.
我们看到他眼睛在读那个, 音符。
Then finally, after she finished her masterpiece,
当她完成她的杰作,
then what do you see?
你所看到是什么?
Then you discover here you find a talented person.
你就看到这边是一个有才华的人。
Then you know how rich is that person.
你就知道这个人是怎么有丰富的一个人。
So now you see,
所以你看见吗?
Through that body,
借着这个身体,
now that invisible personality become visible.
那看不见的人格就变成看见了。
So I remember a true story.
我记得一个真实的故事。
One day Einstein attend a musical event.
就有一天, 爱因斯坦去参加一个音乐会。
Then when he listened carefully, a violinist,
当他再仔细听一个小提琴家,
to play the violin. Actually, it was a boy who played the violin.
是一个小男孩在拉那小提琴。
So after that performance,
在这, 表演之后,
Einstein went to that boy.
然后爱因斯坦就到那个小男孩面前。
He said, my boy,
他说小男孩,
after your performance,
在你表演之后,
once again,
再一次,
I discover there exists a living God in this universe.
我就再一次发现在这个宇宙有一个活的神。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
because that boy has his body,
因为这个男孩有他的身体,
now through that body,
借这个身体,
then his talent has been manifested.
他的才华就能够呈现出来。
So now this world, even Einstein discovered,
所以爱因斯坦在发现,
through that performance,
借着这个表演,
here not only you have a body here,
你看到不是只是一个身体,
you ought to have a wonderful personality there,
并且有一个奇妙的人格,
so immediately reminds Einstein of the creator of that soul.
所以马上就, 让爱因斯坦能够联想到那个, 创造我的神。
So do you see, now you understand what is the Church of Christ.
所以我们就看到什么是, 基督的神,
according to the Bible,
根据圣经,
it is one new man.
这是一个新人。
So it means the church ought to express the personality of Christ.
也就是说，教会要彰显啊基督，
基督的人格。So that's one aspect.
所以这是第一方面。
But then we come to another aspect.
我们又看到另外一方面。
And the church is also, we are of God's household.
我们是啊他的家。
That's verse 19.
第十九节。
So that's why I say we are of God's household.
是神家里的人了。
And the verse 20.
并二十节。
Because we are of God's household.
因为我们是他家里的人。
Then that's why Paul said, having been built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，也基督耶稣自己做
基督教室。In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
各方靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Now do you see when Paul talk about the house, God's household?
当保罗在这边讲到说神的殿
，He used very important illustration from Old Testament.
他就用一个旧约一个非常重要的一个。
So here you find the picture of holy temple in the Lord.
就讲到说成为主的圣殿。
But however, this temple is living temple.
但这个圣殿是一个活的殿。
Why?
为什么
？Because Bible said.Being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
因为他说各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Now in the Old Testament,
在旧约
when you saw a temple of the Lord,
当我们看到主的殿
now you know that that's all made of stones.
我们知道那都是用石头所做的。
Now this stone never grow.
这些石头都不会成长。
Because that was a material temple.
因为那是一个物质的殿。
But brothers,
但弟兄们
now, but Paul tried to retell.Us, what is the body of Christ?
但是保罗在这边告诉我们什么是基督的身体。
Here you find another expression.
我们看到有另外一方面表
示。On the one hand,
在一方面
it is a new man.
是一个新人。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面
a holy temple in the Lord.
是主的圣殿。
But remember,
请记住
not only holy, also living.
不仅是圣啊圣圣圣洁的，并且是活的。
That's why you see no. That's why it's growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
这是渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And verse 22.
二十二节。
In whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
并且你们也靠他同被建造成为神。借着圣灵居住的所在。
So now I think it's very clear.
所以现在是非常清楚。
The picture is the picture of the holy temple of God.
那个图画就是啊神圣殿的图画。
But remember today, God do not dwell in a material temple.
但请记住，今天神并不是住在一个物质的殿。
Church is a spiritual temple.
教会是一个啊属灵的殿
It's a heavenly temple
是一个属天的殿
And it's a dwelling of God in the spirit
是啊是圣灵借圣灵居住的所在
Now brothers we want to know
我们要知道
What is the connection between the holy temple in the Lord and the body of Christ
我们要知道主的圣殿跟基督的身体的啊的关系是什么
Now very interesting brothers sisters
非常有意思的
That church today is on the earth.
今天教会是在地上。
Why?
为什么
Why the temple of the Lord?
为什么是主的殿呢
Now you remember the story of Jacob.
我们知道雅各的故事。
You remember how he dreamed of a heavenly ladder.
我们知道他怎么样子梦到说有一个临到天上的梯子。
And how God appeared to him. Through that heavenly ladder.
神怎么借着那个天啊、那个天啊、梯子向他显现
？So after he woke up from the dream,
当他醒来的时候
，then he made a comment.
他就说了一句话。
He said, "This is indeed awesome. This is indeed very awesome."
这实在是大这是
真是可怕。
真是可怕。
Now why? Because this is a temple of God.
因为这是神的圣殿。
Now immediately.
马上
神的殿 Immediately he said This is the gate of heaven
他就说这是、天的、门
Now what So now you understand What the meaning of the temple of God
我们现在就知道说什么是主的殿的
Now the temple of God Is nothing but the gate of heaven
神的殿就是往天的门
no, 天的门 Now when you are on this earth
当我们在地上的时候
Now people look one day they may enter into the realm of heaven.
当他们在那边寻求，就是要经过天的门。
在地上的人是希望能够进到天的领域里面去。 Then what is the secret?
那个秘诀是什么?
You need a gate.
你需要有一个门,
that will lead you to heaven.
那就要带你到天,
even you are on earth.
虽然你在地上,
but there is a way to heaven.
但有一个道路可以到天,
so that's the temple of God.
所以那个就是神的殿。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Jacob discovered something.
所以雅各就看,
why this is some place which is so awesome?
为什么这是一个非常可怕的地方?
Now church is some place which is very awesome.
教会是一个可怕的,
because this is the holy temple of the Lord.
因为这是神的圣殿。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
It was so holy.
是这样子圣洁。
It cannot tolerate any sin nor any flesh.
他们不能够忍受任何的肉体和罪。
So you see that?
所以我们看见吗?
Now for the person like Jacob,
对于雅各这个人说,
you know he was a trickster.
我们知道他是一个,
是个诡诈的人,
诡诈的人。
And you know what kind of person it was Jacob.
我们知道雅各是怎样的人。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you will never connect Jacob with the temple of God.
我们没有办法把雅各与, 神的殿联合在一起。
Now you remember how Jacob was so subtle.
我们知道说雅各又是怎么样子狡猾。
How he tried all every means to reach his end.
他要, 用更任何的方法来达到他的目的。
So brothers and sisters,
是弟兄姊妹,
but now he dreamed a dream.
他现在有一个梦,
because he was a sinful man.
因为他是一个罪的人,
because he was in flesh.
因为他是在肉体里,
and because of that,
因为这个样子,
now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
and then he discovered this place is indeed very awesome.
就看到说这个地方是一个非常可怕的地方。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
now you know what is the church of Christ.
我们现在知道什么是基督的教会。
If this is indeed a testimony of Christ,
若是这身是, 基督的见证,
if this is indeed the body of Christ,
若是基督的身体,
now anyone like Jacob,
任何人像雅各一样,
anyone who is sinful,
每一个人都有若是有罪,
如果凡是有罪的人, then you discover when they come to this place,
当他们来到这个地方,
they will discover,
他们要发现,
this is an awesome place.
这是一个非常可怕的地方。
Why brothers?
为什么?
Because this is the gate of heaven.
因为这是天的门。
Because through this gate,
因为借着这个门,
people are able to know what is heaven.
人就知道什么是天。
So my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
and for that reason,
为这个缘故,
even the body of Christ is in heavenly places.
纵然基督的身体是在属天的,
but don't forget,
但不要忘记,
the church is still on earth.
教会仍然是在地上。
For that reason,
为这个缘故,
people are supposed to be able to usher in into heaven.
人要被带到天。
But then here you discover the church still on earth.
但是要看见教会的人在地上。
So I think this is very important. You see the connection between heaven and earth.
所以我们看见说属,
天与地的连接是非常重要的。 So for that reason,
为这个缘故,
it's very clear,
是非常清楚的,
in the word of God,
在神的话语,
we were told that we are the temple of God.
就告诉我们说我们是神的殿。
When we talk about temple of God,
当我们讲到主的圣殿,
we are talking about the dwelling of God in the spirit.
就讲到说是借圣灵居住的所在。
So this is no longer a material temple in the Old Testament.
这不是在旧约里面物质的殿。
This is a New Testament.
这是新的, 新约。
But then we really want to know the connection between the body of Christ and the holy temple of God.
但是若是我们真要知道说, 基督的身体与圣殿的连接关系。
Now before we do that,
在我们这之前,
we have to read another two verses in the Bible.
要再读其他两节圣经。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
让我们看哥罗, 哥伦多前书,
1 Corinthians.
哥伦多前书,
chapter 3.
第三章,
verse 16.
第十六节。
Some people suggest that all in every book of New Testament, chapter 3, verse 16, always very important.
有人告诉我们说，在圣经里面，第三章第十六节通常都是非常重要的。
Now, if we read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16,
若是我们读哥林多前书三章第十六节。
Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Now you here in original means ye, means you in plural. Ye are a temple of God that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
这边你们是多数的，你们是神的殿，并且住在你们里。
Now actually read the context, you know best refer to plural you, ye.
所以在这边你们是指的是多数的。
Now how do you know?
我们如何知道?
Let us read verse 17.
让我们读十七节。
If any man destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him.
若是有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人。
For the temple of God is holy.
因为神的殿是圣的。
And that is what you are.
这殿就是你们。
So you see, brothers,
所以我们
it is very clear.
非常清楚的。
On the one hand,
在一方面
the temple of God is holy.
神的殿是圣洁的。
That's why the persons like Jacob will say, this is very awesome.
所以为什么雅各这个人说这是实在是很可畏的。
So you see, brothers,
所以我们看见。
And now the temple of God is holy.
神的殿是圣的。
And that is what you are.
这殿就是你们。
So I think it's very clear.
所以这是非常清楚的。
Now, the whole body of Christ.
那整个的身体。
Is the church.
就是。
And the church.
教会。
Is the temple of God.
因为这教会就是神的殿。
So, the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
所以神的殿是圣洁的，这殿就是你们。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
it is very clear,
非常清楚。
So now we can see, that how church is the living temple of God.
所以我们就看到说教会是神永生神的殿。
But of course, Bible especially mentioned that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
但是这边圣经又告诉我们说。神是住在你们里面。
No, 神的灵。
神的灵是住在你们里面。
So do you see, that's verse 16.
在第十六节。
The Spirit of God dwells in you.
神的灵住在你们里头吗?
So again, this is not material temple.
所以这告诉我们这不是一个物质的殿。
This speaks of spiritual house.
这边讲到说是一个属灵的殿。
Of course, this speaks of the church.
也讲到说是教会。
Now, I think it's very clear.
我想这非常清楚。
But then there's another verse.
但有另外一节。
You see, well,It becomes very eye-opening one.
并且是让我们大开眼界的。
Now let's read verse chapter 6 of the same book.
让我们看第六章哥林多前书第六章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。
For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
因为你们是用重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
Now, if we read the context here,
若是我们读上下文
that your body,
你们的身子
refer to the bodies of every individual of us.
就讲到说是我们每一个人的身子。
That's why in the last phrase of verse 18, his own body.
所以第十八节这边讲到说是他自己的身子。
And then, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you?
第十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神。
And later talk about therefore glory of God in your body.
所以你们要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Now why? If you read the whole context.
若是我们读上下文
Now you understand very clearly
我们就非常清楚
If we go back to verse 17
若是我们回到第十七节
or from verse 16 Or do you not know that the one who joined himself to a harlot is one body with her? For he said, the two will become one flesh.
岂不知与娼妓联合的便是与他成为一个一体吗？ 因为主说二人要成为一体。
Verse 17. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him.
但与主联合的便是与主成为一灵。
Then Paul talked about our body.
然后
Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
That means our own body.
讲到说我们自己的身体。
So here you discover each one of us has a body.
所以每一个人都有一个身子。
But then, according to our Lord,
但是根据我们的主,
do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?
岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗?
So now, brothers, very important here.
非常重要的。
Now the church in general is the body, is the temple of God.
教会, 就是神的殿。
But then individual, each one of us is also the temple of God.
但是每一个人, 对每一个人来说, 我们的身子也是神的殿。
So it's very clear.
所以非常清楚。
Now we talk about our body.
我们讲说我们的身体,
we talk about the body of Christ.
我们讲到说基督的身体。
When we talk about the body of Christ,
当我们讲到说基督的身体,
we are talking about the church in general as the temple of God.
我们讲到说教会就是基督的身体。
But don't forget,
但请不要忘记,
we also have our body.
我们自己也有自己的身体。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
Now how do you put these two things together?
如何把这两件事放在一起?
How church can be built up together?
教会如何能够被建造?
No problem with the body of Christ.
对于基督的身体是没有问题的。
Now we know that.
我们知道。
Now we know that when our Lord was on earth,
当我们的主在地上,
with the body God has given to Christ through Mary,
神借着玛利亚将身子给了基督。
And then with that body,
借着这个身子,
and how our Lord died on, for us on the cross,
我们的主怎样为我们死在十字架上,
how you fulfill the will of God,
他怎样完成了神的旨意。
But thank God,
但感谢神,
after his ascension,
在他升天之后,
our Lord continued to work,
我们的主仍然在工作。
Then through another body,
借着另外一个身子,
now it's a mysterious body,
是一个奥秘的身体,
which was born on the day of Pentecost.
是在五旬节那一天,
now that is the body of Christ. That is the body of Christ.
那就是基督的身体。
So brothers,
所以弟兄,
now you can understand.
我们现在明白了,
the body of Christ,
基督的身体,
refer to the church,
是讲到说是教会,
and the church in general,
教会一般来说,
we know that according to chapter 3 verse 16 of 1 Corinthians,
我们知道根据, 哥林多前书第三章第十六节,
church in general is the temple of God,
教会就是神的殿,
in the Holy Spirit,
是圣洁的,
but,
在圣灵里面, 在灵里,
but now here when we come to this chapter 6,
当我们到第六章的时候,
we also have our body.
我们也有我们自己的身子。
But don't forget,
但请不要忘记,
even our body,
纵然我们的身子,
according to the Bible,
根据圣经,
is also a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you.
也是在我们, 是圣灵的殿。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
Now, if we understand,
我们若是明白,
you have a body of Christ,
你有一个, 基督的身体,
and which is the temple of God, which is in general the temple of God.
就讲到就是神的殿。
But then, brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
we are the members of the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的,
but each one of us,
但每一个人,
according to the word here,
根据这个圣经来说,
is also the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you.
也是, 在你们身子里, 就是圣灵的殿。
So now we ask one question.
所以我们问一个问题,
what kind of relationship between the body of Christ and our bodies?
就讲到说基督的身体跟我们的身体的关系是什么?
For that reason,
为这个缘故,
when we study chapter 12 of Romans, it becomes very clear.
当我们看罗马书第十二章就非常清楚了。
Because Paul tried to remind us,
因为保罗在这边告诉我们,
we ought to present our body as a living sacrifice.
要将我们的身体献上当作活祭。
Now that's our body.
那是我们的身体。
Do you see, brothers? Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
Now why we have to offer our body as a living sacrifice?
为什么要将我们的身体献上?
Because then, if you read the context,
若是我们继续读下去,
and you discover another body,
就看到有另外一个身体。
We are one body in Christ.
我们在基督里是一个身体。
How can we become one body in Christ?
我们如何在基督里可以成为一个
身体呢？ The secret is this.
那个秘诀是
Each one of us
每一个人
ought to present our body as a living sacrifice.
就是我们都要将我们的身体当作活祭献上。
You see that?
我们看
When we present our body as a living sacrifice.
当我们将我们的身体献上当作活祭。
Now what the Holy Spirit is going to do?
圣灵要做什么工作呢？
And then he will put our body in that mysterious body.
他将我们的身体放在那奥秘的身体里。
Then we become one in Christ.
然后我们就在基督里合一了。
Then we become one body.
我们就成为一个身体。
So I say, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
now you see how the church. So now you can see the relationship between the body of Christ and our body.
所以我们现在可以看到说，基督的身体跟我们的身体的关系。
Without consecration,
啊，若是没有奉献。
Without the reality of church life,
若是没有啊教会生活的实际。
We only have a theory. We have no practice.
我们只有啊。理论没有实际。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊
妹, now that's very important.
这非常重要。
We are very thankful. We have always more than 200 brothers and sisters together on Sunday.
感谢主，在我们主日通常都有大约200位弟兄姊妹聚集。
But whether we have the reality or not,
但是是不是我们有那个实际呢？
It is not by how you count the number of the heads among us.
并不是在那边数人数。
No, brothers.And you discover it depends on how many of us
啊，不是，而是看那边有多我们
really present our body as a living sacrifice.
将我们自己啊献上当做活祭。
You see that?
我们看见吗
When you offer yourself to the Lord,
当我们将自己奉献给主。
Now, are you going to become a missionary?
你是不是要成为一个传道士呢
？Or are you going to do some work for the Lord?
或是你要做为主做一些事
？Now, the answer given by Romans 12 was very clear.
那个在罗马书第十章所告诉我们的答案是非
常简单 Then if you read the following passage
或是我们继续读的话
You discover actually God put our body in that mysterious body
所以我们就看到主要将我们的身体放在那个奥秘的身体
When we offer ourselves to Christ
将我们将自己把它奉献给神
Then this body belongs to Christ
这个身体就是属于
Then where Christ will put our body
那基督要将我们的身体放在哪里
呢 He will place our body in his mysterious body
他将这个身子放在他的
Then we can become one body.
所以我们就成为一个身体。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
们 I think this is very clear.
我想这是非常清楚。
There is a connection between the body of Christ and our body.
这边有一个基督身体跟我们自己身子的联合。
So now you can see the relationship.
我们就可以看到那关系。
You can see how these two are correlated.
我们看到这两个是如何息息相关。
Now, if you discover,
若是我们看见
even we have 200 or even 300 people.
我们有三百个人。
Now we can only most likely we still a congregation. That's all.
但是我们仍然是一个会众。
可能只是个会众。However,
但是
if many of us
但是若是在我们中间
really consecrate ourselves as a living sacrifice,
将自己奉献好像活祭一样。
Our time is in His hand.
我们的时间在他手中。
Our wealth is in His hand.
我们的
Our family is in His hand.
我们的家庭也是在。
We always put first things first.
我们总是把第一件事放在第一个地位。
Now, if we really do that,
若是我们真是这么做
then here you have reality of the church.
然后我们就有教会的实际。
Otherwise, in our list.
在我们的名单上
we always put our things first
我们总是把我们自己的事放在第一位
our family first
我们的家庭第一
our appointment first
我们的事情第一
我们的和平约会 and then you discover brothers and sisters
我们就看见弟兄姊妹
and then the church has to wait
然后教会的时间要
等待 when we finish our own schedules
当我们完成我们自己的事情
when we finish all our appointments
当我们把我们自己的约会完成了
then we can be built up together
然后我们才能够被建
造 now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
now you see that's the reason why today brothers and sisters
这为什么今天
We may gather many people on the Lord's Day.
我们在主日有许多人聚集。
We may have a Sunday school.
我们可能有主日学。
We may preach gospel.
我们也可能传福音。
But my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we still live according to our own life.
我们仍然是根据我们的生命来活。
We are still hold ourselves in our hands.
我们仍然是把我们的自己掌握自己。
We do not put our body on the altar.
我们没有把我们的身体放在祭坛上。
Compare our own life.
若是比较我们的生
命。And the church life.
跟教会的生活。
Which one is more important?
哪一个是比较重要？
Now that's a great test. That's a severe, severe test.
这是一个非常严重的一个试验。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Now if we don't see the correlation of these two things,
或是我们没有看见这两个的关系，
we may have a theory.
我们可能只是有一个理论。
We may have a vision.
我们可能是一个意象。
We may talk about body of Christ, which is in heaven.
我们可能讲到说基督的身体是在属天的。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹
们。Then nothing will happen here on earth.
没有在地上没有一件事会发生。
Now brothers, we cannot afford to waste our time here.
弟兄们，我们不能够在这边等待浪费时间。
The Lord is coming back soon.
我们的主在要很快就回来。
And our days on earth are numbered.
我们的在地的日子是被数算的。
No matter which way you look at it,
不管我们如何看。
Either the Lord will come or we will go to the Lord.
或者是主要来，或者是我们到他那里去。
No matter which way,
不管是哪一个方
式。Our time on earth are limited.
我们在地上时间是短暂的。
Are numbered,
是被数算的。
We cannot afford to waste our time.
我们不能够在那边等待浪费我们的时间。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们，
if we are only looking for some place to meet,
若是我们只是在那边寻找一个地方来聚集。
Now in New York, you have plenty of place to meet.
在纽约，你有许许多的地方你可以去。
If you want to speak for Chinese, you know where to go.
若是你要讲福州话，你知道去哪里去。
If you want to, if you speak Cantonese, you know where to go.
若是你要讲广东话，你也知道去哪里。
If you want to speak Spanish Portuguese, you know where to go.
若是你要讲葡萄牙文，你也知道去哪里。
Now why we are gathered here together?
但是为什么今天我们在这边聚集呢
？So once again, we had to be reminded.
所以再一次我们要被提醒。
Now brothers,
弟兄们。
Now if we don't put ourselves on altar,
若是我们没有把我们自己放在祭坛上。
Now we can have a theory.
我们可能有个理论。
We still can maintain fellowship here.
我们仍然可以有交通。
But God never reaches His purpose.
但是我们的神却不会达到他的目的。
What God wants is a living body on earth.
神所要的是在地上一个活的身体。
Now, very interesting.
非常有趣的。
The body of Christ, speaks of it. It speaks in general the temple of God.
教会基督的身体就讲到一般来说是神的殿。
And we, our body, also, according to the Bible, also the temple of the Holy Spirit.
根据圣经，我们也是神的殿。
Which is in us.
就是在我们里面。
So my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now, we are the temple of God.
我们就是神的殿。
Each one of us, temple of God.
每一个人都是神的殿。
And then,And you discover when we meet together again, the temple of God.
当我们聚集在一起，又是神的殿。
So there must be some kind of relationship there.
这边有一个关系在那里。
Now something very interesting.
非常有趣的一件事。
Why Bible said our body is a temple of Holy Spirit?
为什么圣经告诉我们说我们的身体就是神的殿呢
？What does that mean?
这边讲什么意思呢
Now, in order to understand that,
为了要明白
we have to go back to John chapter 4.
我们要回到约翰福音第四章。
Now, we are very familiar with the story there, with the Samaritan woman.
我们非常明白说撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
So let us do a very quick review.
让我们很快来看一看。
Then immediately you will know why our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
你就知道为什么我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And then why the corporate body?
然后一个团体的身体。
Why body of Christ?
为什么是基督的身体
？Do you see that? You have to know individual life first.
你必须要知道每一个的生命。
Now individual life, 个人的生活 must be real.
个人生活必须要实际。
And then the corporate life will be real.
然后团体的生活才可能是实际。
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
所以我们看见了。
Why our corporate life is not real?
为什么团体的生活不是实际
？Because our individual life is not very real.
因为我们个人的生活并不是。
Do you see that? If our individual life is real before the presence of the Lord,
若是我们在主面前，我们的个人的生活是实际的。
Then corporate life will be real, no doubt.
那团体的生活就没有疑问。
So when we gather together,
所以当我们聚集在一起
，by our meeting,
借着聚会
，you almost get a thermometer of our life individual.
就好像是温度，我们每个人生命的温度计。
Now you should not hide behind among brothers. You should not hide behind among the brothers and sisters.
不应该在弟兄躲藏弟兄姊妹。
Now it's impossible, brothers and sisters.When we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起的时候
when we get immediately you get a thermometer,
就好像有一个温度计。
Now the church condition will tell us what is our individual condition, spiritual condition.
教会的情况就可以告诉我们说我们个人的情况怎么样。
If we fail in our family,
若是我们在家庭我们失败了,
If we fail in our individual life,
若是在我们个人的生命里面,
How do you expect a success in church life?
我们在 教会的生活如何能够成功呢?
So these two are completely correlated.
所以这两件事是完全是联合的,
so my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
I think this is very important.
我想这非常重要。
There's a reason from Sunday to another Sunday we always talk about overcoming life.
所以为什么每一个主日, 从一个主日到另外一个主日, 我们讲到得胜生命,
because this is something to do, this that will be great influence to our church life together.
因为这个是影响到我们教会的生活。
And sometimes we say, oh, the reason we, you know, there are many you can see many defects when we gather together.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，你看可以看到很多缺陷。
That's very true.
这是非常真实的。
By the grace of the Lord.
借着神的恩,
you know, we should go on with the Lord.
我们必须在主里往前。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们,
the main issue,
这主要的问题,
or the true issue,
或者是真实的问题,
is our individual life.
就是我们个人的生活。
Now, without individual life,
没有每一个人的生活,
now, it's very difficult for you to have corporate life.
是非常困难的有一个团体的生活。
I already mentioned,
我已经讲到,
if none of us try to consecrate or put ourselves on altar,
若是我们中间没有任何一个人将我们自己身体献上到的火箭,
if every one of us is self-centered,
若每一个人都是自我中心的,
now brothers,
弟兄们,
we may maintain a meeting, church meeting,
我们可能是有一个教会的,
you don't see the reality of the body life,
但是你却没有身体的实际。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们,
for that reason,
为这个缘故,
this morning I have to go back to John chapter 4,
我必须要回到约翰福音第四章,
to remind you a story which you are so familiar with.
要告诉你一个你非常熟悉的故事。
Now we don't have to go to detail, you know very well.
我们不需要看细节，因为你已经非常明白了。
You remember how our Lord could have the conversation with that Samaritan woman.
我们知道说我们的主如何与撒玛利亚妇人有那个谈话。
And then verse 14,
第十四节,
chapter 4 verse 14,
第四章第十四节,
whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直到永到永生。
Now listen carefully here.
请你听仔细听。
There are two wells here.
有两个泉。
One well, 两口井。 One well is outside, is besides Samaritan woman.
有一个井是在撒玛利亚的妇人的外面。
But then there's a well actually which is inside of Samaritan woman.
另外一口井是在这个撒玛利亚妇人的里面。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
That's why the Lord said, whoever drinks the water I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water spring up to eternal life.
所以这边为什么说我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生？
Now, unfortunately, in Chinese Bible has the wrong, missed one important word.
在中文的圣经里面有一个字没有翻出来。
Now, in according to the original,
根据原文,
now it should be translated 有一口一井的泉源直涌到永生。 So that means there is 一井的泉源. Now that well, that word in Chinese was missing.
就是这一井的泉源是没有翻译出来。
So in other words, the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water spring up to eternal life.
所以就在它里面要成为一井的泉源，直到永生。
So now you have two wells.
所以我们看到有两口井。
One besides Samaritan woman.
一口井是在撒玛利亚妇人的外面。
Another one is inside of her.
另外一口井是在心里。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗？
So one outside, one inside.
一口井是在外面，一口井在里面。
But actually, our Lord talked about living water.
但是我们的主是讲到活水。
So you see, now that water is very important.
这个水是非常，活水非常重要。
That water will become in a well of water spring up to eternal life.
因为这个活水要成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And then,
之后,
our Lord talked to, said to the woman,
我们的主就跟,
go call your husband and come here.
就说你叫你的妇人来到这里。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们,
now our Lord really touched a very soft spot. in the life of this woman.
我们, 的主讲, 对于这个妇人讲到她心中一个问题,
we know he was a sinful woman.
我们知道她是一个犯罪的人,
but very interesting.
但非常有趣的,
our Lord was very delicate with the issue.
我们的主对这件事非常小心,
he know when someone fall into sin.
他知道说当有人犯罪,
and our Lord know how to deal with her.
我们主知道如何来,
the Lord know that she was a sinful woman.
我们的主知道她是一个犯罪的妇人,
who have five husbands.
还有五个丈夫,
so now our Lord asked her,
所以我们的主对她说,
call your husband and come here.
去叫你的丈夫来到这里。
And then his answer is, I have no husband.
然后妇人说, 我没有丈夫。
And then